Hey, Russ.
Hey, Tony. Have you ever been into authentic bondage wear from the German variety?
See, I asked you if you had a bit before we started, and you were like, no. And then we started, and then you'd pull this shit on me. And the answer is yes.
What's that like?
It's porky.
You recently wore some leather lederhosen?
Last night, actually. Authentic leather lederhosen. They were incredibly constricting.
Now, what is the definition of lederhosen? I get the straps. It's like suspenders, right? Is it holding pants up and it has a thing across the front?
The suspenders is an accessory to the leather shorts.
So the lederhosen is German for leather shorts.
Sure, yes. I'm fairly positive that's a direct translation. It's leather. I don't know, man.
Was it constrictive?
Oh, my God.
So you couldn't sit well? What was constricting about it?
I was stuffing myself into these shorts and mentioned to my lovely wife, hey, leather stretches, right? And she was like, yeah, it stretches, but not today.
How would she know? This brings up more questions. Could you get her down
so,
here?
So, you know, I put them on and they hugged my everything and, I peed twice over the night. Took like six hours.
In the lederhosen?
Yeah.
So does that help, like, stretching and mold it to your things?
Oh, no, I didn't. I undid the lederhosen. Oh. That's the part that took 6 hours. Yeah.
Cool. And
welcome to One Beer, One Song, episode who even cares at this point? Like, and also, we are going to return to plumbing.
So it's been 2 years. You've had this saga for 2 years now. Surely, no more shit is in coming back into your house after you flush a toilet.
I mean, I just flushed the toilet before we came in here to hit record.
I did too.
Yep. And nothing came in then. And so I call that a win.
But what about, last Saturday?
Yeah, 1 week ago, not so much. So to give everyone, a sort of general background.
One beer, one song, one backhoe.
One backhoe.
Thanks, Bernie.
Or several backhoes, actually. Thanksgiving 2016. Basement backs up.
It was a quiet time.
It was just awful and whatever. Tear all the carpet out, tear all the ceiling tiles out. It was just the worst. And we fixed the clog and whatever else. And didn't realize that there was a much more sinister problem. Slightly behind the main clean out, tree roots growing into the thing. Earlier this year, we got by on a year. And earlier this year, tree roots grew in, sewage came into the basement again. Thankfully, in our refinished basement, where we have opted for carpet squares.
So you can just throw stuff away when you invite shit into
your home. Do not re-carpet the basement. Go for carpet squares. We did that, and it's worked so far twice, because there's a separate plumbing problem that we won't get into this because it's not relevant to the plot line. That elbow that I'm pointing to right there.
That's good radio.
That leaked.
Oh, right.
Sprayed me in the face. Anyway, earlier.
Wait. What's it like being sprayed with fecal matter?
Thankfully, that was a copper line that was just water.
Oh, bummer.
As far as I know. Usually the fecal matter comes out of the bad white pipes. The big 4-inch bad white pipes. This was a 1.5-inch copper pipe.
Hi, we're bad white pipes. We're from Athens.
White pipes. Gross. That's fair, though. It's totally fair. Sewage came in. We had the sewer main replaced in February. Today is October. Last weekend, my son comes running upstairs.
I feel like I can laugh about this because I have gone through this, the emotional journey.
And you had it way worse. Like, I feel bad talking about it because you had it
I think at this point, you're on a 2-year cycle. Mine was an intense 2-month period, which we had to move out. The entire downstairs got redone. I think we're on equal playing field just because of my intensity versus your longevity.
Mine's like water torture versus your actual torture, which is... Also, you'd say, whatever. Last Saturday, my son comes running upstairs and says, Dad, everything I'm flushing down the toilet's coming out of the shower.
And my question is, how does that Play-Doh come out of the shower?
And I was like, what are you flushing? Yeah, exactly. Like, hold on, let me take a look. And the plumber came out and he was like, hey, when we replaced your sewer main in February, we didn't connect the pipe out of the bathroom to the sewer main.
I'm sorry, what?
I said the same thing. I was like, say it again, bro, on the camera. And he was like, this guy that came out last Sunday was on the job in February. And, he was like, I was here and I was running the backhoe, and there was no, we didn't connect anything to that for that or anything. I was like, okay. So, yeah.
Isn't that a key component of replacing someone's sewer line? That's, is connecting it to the fucking sewer?
That's the part that I don't understand, is when you, when they pulled the old pipe out, and sure, there's a certain like demolition aspect to that. Did they not see that another pipe was like, when they pulled the old pipe out, it's like, hey, why is that hole in the side of the pipe? Like, what's that connector for? And they didn't.
So I meant to ask you this upstairs when we were talking about it, but did you see them actually connected this time, and did they cement it in place so it can't be dislodged? Things I shouldn't know, but do.
So this is a bit of a choose your own adventure part of the narrative. I did not see them do that because I was working from home that day and I left my house to go vote.
Rookie.
Because I'm going to be gone on election day and I want to make sure my vote is counted. So I went to the government building and I voted, but that took 2 hours. So when I got back, they were patting the dirt on the ground and we're like, all set. You're all good.
You're connected. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Exactly. So here's my sewer problem came because they placed, when they built the house, they placed the pipe in the sewer out, but didn't concrete and seal it. And right. That's where all the vegetation was like, look at all this tasty morsels. We'll mm-hmm. just crawl in this yeah. and break the pipe in the middle of your yard.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying you maybe make a ringy ding ding.
Yeah. I don't, it's, I apologize to everyone who's listening to this.
I'm sorry that I did this to you.
That this has somehow become again, Plumbing Cast. Not only Plumbing Cast, but Plumbing Cast when Tony bothers to be in town. Because, you know, we get a good bit of momentum and then I just like screw off and like leave for whatever. I already did the welcome. On this episode, we're going to talk about plumbing and underappreciate and misrepresent beers. Russ is holding a bottle of beer from before he even says what's going on. I just want to say,
hey, here's what's going on.
Now you ruined it.
Ding, 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 ding.
Friend of the show, Austin.
He's not just a friend. He's our R&B and rap correspondent.
He's our rap correspondent. He gave me some beers. I gave him some beers. He gave me some beers.
What beers did you give him?
I gave him some beers from New Glarus in Wisconsin.
What beers did he give you?
I gave him very pedestrian run-of-the-mill beers from a brewery that doesn't distribute outside of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gave me like, I don't know if they're white whales or not. I don't think they are. But like very sought after like beers from good breweries from all over the place.
So you have some be equity to their
beer equity.
Some beer equity. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's fine.
Yeah. This is from Suarez Brewing. I can say that name confidently, Suarez. This is Settle Down Country Wit.
Your last name is Suarez, right?
Suarez. From the cowboy movie. Settle Down is a country beer brewed with delicate additions of coriander seed and lemon verbena grown, or that could be verbena, grown by our neighbors.
I love it when you read.
I know you do. Fermented. I think, harder. Do you play me reading while making sweet, sweet love to your wife?
Wow.
Am I in the room?
I just had like reflux, and but also I can't say no definitively. I got to think about that one.
Fermented with a mixed culture and ripened in oak cask, resulting in a bright tasting beer with an extraordinarily fresh palate. This was, I believe, bottled on March of 2017. This is a 750 milliliter bottle. And these guys are from Livingston, New York. Austin, thank you for bringing this beer. It is a bright golden color.
What style beer is it, Russ?
Wit.
And where are they located?
New York.
You said Livingston, New York.
Livingston, New York. That's what it says on the bottle. Like, if they're lying, I can't do anything with that. This is a country wit.
A country wit?
Mm-hmm.
So is that like ham?
She could see us, Russia from her house.
Ham and country ham? So it's just like a ham with like a bunch of salt added?
Well, salt is different than wit.
Salt and wheat? Salt. Are you saying they're different chemicals?
I'm just saying it might be something different, but the country wit. So I'm going to smell. It is a bright golden yellow color, a pale white head.
That smells outrageously good.
The aroma is, I get sweet and sour notes.
I mean, like, this is a wit?
No, it's a country wit.
A bacon wit. Oh, and it's kind of tart? God damn, what is that?
You owe Austin a lot of things. I owe him nothing. I don't see him on a regular basis.
That is established. Yeah. That is outrageously good.
That's really good. Describe your taste.
So you smell it and it smells, I'm thinking, you know, it's a wit. So when you say it's a wit, I immediately lower my expectations. It's
why?
Like, okay, it's going to be a sessionable wheat beer with like a weird yeast thing going on.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Sure. But like this, when you smell it, you're like, oh, okay, this is a farmhouse ale with a lot going on. And
what's going on?
It smells, I don't know. It smells like very saison-y.
I apologize for being a bad descriptor here, but I get equal amounts of sweet and sour in the nose. Just
in
like
the nose.
And perfectly balanced, the sweet and sour thing going on. Like I can't tell where one begins and another one ends.
Yeah. No, I...
It's on my lip.
Breathe it in. It smells like a big, complex saison, and then you drink it, and it's very clean. But then there's also this tartness at the end, this kind of dry round off that, like, I had no idea that was there. I had no idea that was waiting for me.
And when it rounds off, it does it in a nice, polite way. It's very British in its handshake at the end. It's not... it's more Canadian. Where Canadian would be just like... You go for the handshake to say goodbye, and it brings you in for the one-arm hug, and then releases you. A hint of linger, but then it goes away.
Yeah, no, that is fan-dang-tastic.
So Suarez Brewery has gotten some love from the guys over at Good Beer Hunting. They traveled to New York. They sat down with the family. They wrote a story. Austin wrote a story on the thing, and Blake took the photos. So people should go.
Wait, who?
Blake.
Who?
Blake.
Okay. I'll trust you.
Tears, his last name, Blake Tears.
Oh, yeah. I've seen him. He's the Athens guy, right?
Yeah, he quit his job in Atlanta and just moved to Athens. Yeah, I think he's homeless. He does not make beer for Creature Comforts.
Wish we could all do that.
Must be nice. But Blake took the photos. Austin wrote the article. It's a good read. You can simply Google.
It's a good read.
Is there a problem with that?
It's a good read.
It's an informative read that'll enlighten you to a family's struggles.
Keep going.
In a post-war time. You can simply Google Suarez Brewery, Good Beer Hunting, and you'll find the article. In fact, they also did a podcast on it as well. So it's an ongoing story that they're telling over at GBH.
Now that I understand all of the peripheral media that is associated with this.
That we discussed before we hit record.
That just establishes an extra light of scrutiny on how badly we are screwing this up.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. All right.
So you owe Austin like $200.
I'll give him a pat on the butt when I see his butt.
If he accepts your pat in a complimentary, non-threatening way, give him a little squeeze for me.
I will.
Okay.
I'll give him
Canadian butt squeeze.
A two-handed butt pat.
No. Just one with your right hand on his left cheek and a light squeeze.
And he'll be like, did you just pat me on the butt with both hands? And I'll be like...
And again, all I'm asking for here...
And he'll be like, we're in the bathroom.
That's... You guys at your work do weird things.
And then he'll be like, at work. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. So next beer. Okay. Oh, too bad it's called One Beer, One Song. There's not a next beer. Great.
So rest in peace, friendship with Austin. Okay. Music. I sent you music. We actually got submissions from bands that want us to listen to their music, which
is insane.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
For future band references, don't do that, but also send us all your music.
So we got this submission from Austin Comer on August 23rd. He is the talent manager for Atlanta's indie rock outfit, Io River. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing that. It's spelled A-Y-O. So A-Y-O? A-Y-O River?
A-Y-O River?
A-Y-O space River.
A-O River, yeah. A-O. A-O River.
A-O. Oh, again, we just... Well, you sent us the stuff. It's fronted by singer-songwriter Weston Taylor. He writes introspective, lighthearted lyrics behind pop landscapes.
That sounds similar to the description of the guy that gave us Beach Trap House.
Which was
amazing.
Beach Trap House. August 22nd marks the one-year anniversary of Io's debut album, Failed State. It garnered 200,000 streams across streaming platforms. And the boys, I'm reading the email. I'm not calling them the boys. The boys even played for over 1,000 people during the brewery tour, which included Sweetwater, Creature Comforts, Wild Heaven. The band loves beer and, of course, music. Hope our brand music aligns with yours, and we'd love to contribute to the show. Thanks for considering us. Attached is our electronic press kit, EPK.
EPK.
And a link to the local album and press. So I've sent that to you, Tony. We don't know what we're going to listen to.
No idea. No recollection of you sending that to me.
I did like 30 minutes ago, so it's at the top of your inbox.
Oh, okay, great. I haven't looked at my email for like 6 days, so...
That explains a lot. I've sent you so many recipes.
Yeah, and they were delicious, all of them.
So you did look at your email?
So next up, we have music from the band who emailed us, and this is their new song.
Something I was not. I'm losing my cool. When was it I strayed? There's no room for love, wishing for whatever was. There's no sense of play.
So that was the song. That was the song Failed State by Ayo River. Ayo River. Ayo. Ayo River.
I found it soothing. I dig the percussion, the production value. It felt to me like a polished mid-80s REM song.
Mid-80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe also a hint of the Police influence in there.
The Police?
Yeah, they were a band.
Yeah.
They sang Margaritaville.
Huh.
Now
I
did, playing Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett.
I don't know what caused me to activate Siri.
But now you're playing Margaritaville, so that's in. That's part of the show now.
I'd like to apologize to all my former lovers.
Now we talk over Margaritaville. So I'm going to read...
This was not planned.
I'm
going to
read the paragraph from Failed State's Bandcamp page. Failed State is a collage of many different stories of my life. all of which came to conclusions and brought forth change. It's an album about growing older in the age of the internet, losing loves and ideas you once held dear, standing in the shadow of the future, wondering how you're going to fare against it. It is very much a series of turning points and the beginnings of walks down new paths with nothing in your head, but I'm not sure yet. It is tough to stitch multiple stories of your life over time together, and it doesn't always line up as you wish. But there is a thread. These have wait.
Oh, but there is a so thread
there of realizations. I just okay. Wait, why'd you turn it off? That was good. No, you don't have to turn. Okay.
I have no comments on the paragraph on their Bandcamp. It seems ethereal and unnecessary. But I had no issues with the song. I enjoyed it. I would listen to it in the background of a long drive through the country, maybe enjoying a country wit beer.
Country wit by okay, yeah. Somewhere like the Suarez family.
I can't deal with that. I'm muting. I can't.
But you turned it off.
I can't. No, that was enough.
That was a good staring contest.
Oh my God. My penis is now inside me. It's so scary.
For those of you who are curious, we record in these entire episodes sitting across from each other with locked a eyes. Locked stare.
And Tony has small eyes, and then he gets these slits when he's... They're not wide open like my eyes. My eyes are open.
I might be sleeping. Slits.
Explains so much.
Suarez Brewing is fantastic. Failed State, thank you for submitting a song.
No. That's not the name of the band.
Ayo River.
Ayo.
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 Ayo. Ayo. Ayo River. Is that like a, I'm sure I've talked about this before, but the Utah license plate has an exclamation point on it. So it's like, Utah!
All right. So we asked the internet for any comments, anything they needed. Actually, we asked them if the internet had any questions about football, love, relationships, financial advice, what we could do to, you know, help you guys. And we had a couple responses. From Keys Kudenberg, I apologize if I butchered your name. I know I did. He's in the Netherlands. He's Dutch. He says, Glad you guys are recording again. For the question, beer and music make an excellent pairing. Correct. That's why we do this. But board games and beer, too. Do you play board games? And if so, what board games? Greetings, your only Dutch listener. Possibly. Smiley emoji Keys. Also, follow-up question. Do you use any Untappd or any hipster tool to record your beery achievements? So we have questions about board games and then beer apps. I think you had strong opinions about beer apps.
I mean, I have, if given the space, I have opinions.
We got nothing about space. Nothing but no, space.
Beer apps are fine if that's what you're into.
I used to be a regular Untappd user. Mm-hmm. And I just stopped giving a fuck.
I think I have like 60 check-ins, and my last check-in was like 2011.
In fact, now that we're talking about this out loud, I'm going to delete the app. It's just sitting there, and it's like not
live therapy. Yeah,
not like doing it. A big yeah. Board games. I'm a huge fan.
Board games are great.
I'm sorry. What?
Board games are great.
What did you say prior to that?
Board games are great.
You said board games.
Board grames are also great.
Yeah, you can brew with those.
Grames are gate.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Board games. I recently played Settlers of Catan with my brother and father. That's and a good one. And I owned it. I think it was my second time playing. And my brother, who's an expert at this game, my dad and I basically just teamed up on him and just did nasty things to him with hot coals the entire time.
Yeah.
Other board games?
You're like, you want some wool now, bitch?
It was basically like
I
that.
I have the longest highway.
So
no, I have the longest highway.
I won easily. Like, it was a cakewalk victory. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why is this hard?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to have another one of your beers you brought me, brother. That's great.
Nice. I like it.
I do play Uno with my small human on a regular basis. She doesn't drink.
My son likes,
she prefers,
likes board games,
yeah.
And he's good at them, and he's interested in them. But when we bring them up, it's He immediately sniffed it out as like a, oh, hey, you don't want me to play Fortnite anymore. Like, oh, you're just trying to get me off the Xbox. And so we're like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, probably, but, you know, whatever. Play the board game because it's good.
Yeah, I am pro board game. I dig them. Yeah. I like Clue a lot. Right. I also had the VHS game, interactive game that you played back in the early 90s. My parents did not like it after they gave it to me because it turns out it took way too fucking long to play a game. Chris Burnett, friend of the show, maker of Wings and also craft beer that we really liked. Looking forward to this next episode of One Beer, One Song, One Backhoe. Just want to make sure the author of that joke got the correct treatment.
You will need to, pay attention for future, for plumbing updates.
And then final,
maybe with multimedia content.
Final user question. And people, this could be you. All you have to do is like tweet at us or Facebook us, or how we would prefer user questions. Rate us on iTunes, 5 stars, and trash us in the review.
Yeah.
And asking questions. Final question from Andrew Douglas Milner. That's a white dude, mm-hmm. if you didn't know by the name. First off, been too long. So much has changed. I actually miss you guys. Good for you.
It sounds like he was kind of angry before, and now he's less angry.
I don't care.
Okay.
Anyways, that's what he says. Buying my first home very soon. Any tips or suggestions? Yes, don't.
Don't.
Yeah. As a former homeowner of 2 properties, don't. I've dealt with 1 shit flood, and that's 1 shit flood too many. Tony?
Yeah, don't. It's awful. Like, it's
rent forever.
It's very romantic and amazing at the beginning, and it's very scary. You're
like, oh, look what we're going to do. We're going to make this thing.
We've signed up to pay for, like, 600 times our income, and but we're gonna do it. It's the American dream. It's awful.
It's not the American dream. And at the end of it, you recoup your investment by a little bit, and then what do? You go move into a retirement community where you die.
Right.
Also, just traded. Oh, so the thing we put on Facebook was like, if you have any questions about fantasy football, investing, homeownership, etc.
Yeah.
And this, he also wrote, Andrew Douglas Milner. Of course, he's in fantasy football.
Yeah, like probably 6 leagues. Yeah.
Probably for hard cash.
Yeah.
Also, just traded Brady for Matt Ryan. How boned am I?
Did you watch the Super Bowl 2 years ago? I mean, like,
he hasn't gotten better.
Yeah.
So pretty boned.
Yeah.
Honestly, that was dumb. Not a move I think anyone would make. And I'm not a Tom Brady fan. In fact, on the next episode, I had a dream about Tom Brady and it wasn't sexual, but I had a dream I'm going to share on the next episode about Tom Brady. So hopefully you may or may not enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, like, I hate Tom Brady. And this is the problem with fantasy football is, like, I hate Tom Brady, but, like, I would not want to have him in my league and then have to trade him and worry about. I don't want to worry about Tom Brady.
No, I don't want to think about Tom Brady, yet the media keeps putting him in front of me, you know, like they do.
Yeah. Fuck the Pats.
So you got to be careful, because if you just say fuck the Pats, or Pats of butter.
Everybody knows what I mean.
What do you mean? bye.